Hello everyone, welcome back to Moonlight Madness. I'm host as always, Brian Dash, and I'm making this video to make me feel better. My mom's kind of yelling at me, either because A, I bought a $25 iTunes card for a show I like, or to download music I like, or because I haven't got my tax form yet that Walmart is supposed to send, and they haven't sent it by mail or by email yet. And it's kind of getting into that emergency, so I'm going to have to start asking them about it. And maybe because of that, you know, technically that's not my fault. So, I decided to make a video to address happier subjects. My one pride and joy, the family I choose, is, if you would, the family of one I created. Stories. Ones that do not judge. And yes, I love my mom and my dad. Just, I don't like them at the moment. I always love them. But, you know, it's like kids. You love them, you just don't like them sometimes. Alright, that's kind of what we're going through right now. Family's bad. Hopefully, maybe one day, possibly, God willing, it'll blow over. Anywho, apart from that, I just want to point out a few things. I checked a few of my old messages, and people want Tony's Valentine's. Or, Valentine's, gosh dang it. Valentine's. I know it's past Valentine's Day, but when I get home from work, I'll try to get a late Valentine's video out. So yeah, well, that's coming. Apart from that, I'm Tony's Valentine's. I'm planning on doing more, if not remaking, a few of my Mama Roxy videos. I might even branch out because there's been collabs with Roxanne and Luna. Roxanne from Security Breach and Luna from Hell of a Boss. So I might be making Luna the Hellhound, crossover, or making a completely another series called Mama Luna. Adding Luna officially instead of me remaking a fan fiction, just kid-friendly and cutting out all the swearing from it, I could actually make Luna a member of Moonlight Madness instead of a, fan fiction of a fan fiction. Yeah, Moonlight Madness came up with fanfictions of fanfictions. Now you know. I mean, I still wrote technically the majority of it because a lot. When I say I wrote the majority of it, I mean the majority of the fanfiction was just like a line of swears like in every other sentence, which is one of the reasons why I stopped watching Human and the Hellhound, because Human and the Hellhound made Hell of a Boss seem clean. I'm just saying that, and that is impossible. I still watch Hell of a Boss like every here and there if there's a new episode. Probably because like my favorite episode has to be one with Queen Bee, and that's just because I like dogs, wolves, and hounds. So a hellhound, you know, it's still a dog. Maybe an evil dog, but also hellhounds are mentioned every here and there in the, if you look really hard, depends what version you read, but depending on what version you read, like Lucifer's wife Lilith, depending on what version of the Bible you read, hellhounds are mentioned. So, and also there's lots of legends about people who actually seen hellhounds. I'm just saying, all myths come from somewhere. It's madness, and that's kind of my thing, you know. I am the man of madness. I am the king of madness. I am Moonlight Madness. Okay, that was lame. I'm sorry. But like I was saying, I plan to get Mama Roxy out there. Maybe a Mama Luna. I'll leave that up to you in the comments, because I think a Mama Luna would, I'll put it one way. It'll be an adventure. A big one, too. I mean, I kind of feel bad for the person who has Luna as a mama. I mean, okay, I'm not mad. I'm jealous. I like my mom just fine. That's not the reason why I say I'm jealous. I'm just saying they go through like an adventure every day, and I've been stuck working at Walmart or Price Cutter or Chuck E. Cheese without a vacation in a long time. Honestly, I stopped caring where I'm on vacation. I can go to, I don't know, the forest for a day, and that'd be great because I love wilderness. Yeah, send me there for like a week. I'll be nice, fresh, and renewed. Although I did go to Comic-Con, which I guess it counts as a vacation even though I came home every day, but still, it was nice. It was so nice. It was nice. It was the most fun I had in years. And that's saying a lot. It was great. I mean, everyone also got to meet the cosplayer of Luna, which was probably as close to the voice actors I'm going to get. She sounded like her, so it could have been. Who knows? I also met the voice actor of Scooby-Doo and Shaggy, which was awesome. So, yeah, I plan to get Human the Hellhound. Actually, I scrapped that idea. So, Human the Hellhound probably will not continue, but Mama Luna, again, up to you guys in the comments, may become a series we try doing. I plan to do a remake of Mama Roxy that a lot of you guys really seem to love. So I'll see about getting more Mama Roxy's out. Apart from that, I'll try to get another Tony or two out. Again, the Tony videos was meant to be a one-off series of just Tony's Valentine's. I made short Tony videos, however. And the reason why I made short Tony videos is because I never really invested into Tony. It was a good idea, but I think after Tony's Valentine's, I'm going to have to do an Echo's point of view, which I have done a few of those in the past. And honestly, those were more accepted than Tony's. Because everyone was wondering more about Echo when she was going through what Tony was going with, you know. So what's Echo going through? You know, Tony's going through kind of a bad thing, so what's she going through? And so I want to give her own POV. And that was widely accepted and widely admired by multiple fans and multiple people throughout my career as a podcaster. So now that that's settled, I will say the Tony series is not going to go like super duper far by any means or any motives. It's going to be a series that everyone, hopefully, everyone at least, can enjoy. Now, how far that will go, I do not have a right to say because, quite frankly, I do not know. Now, however, I do care quite a lot. I just do not know at this time. But we'll see where that takes us and where that goes. Okay? However, in the meantime, I will say there will be a while for me to plan this out. I will need a decent amount of time to plan this out. I don't know how long that will be. I do not plan for it to be 8 years long. But I will do what I can to see where the road takes us at this time. But luckily, however, I do think a Mama Roxy is in order, and possibly a Mama Luna. Tony will be coming, I will say that. He'll be coming back for a little bit. I don't know how many videos at this moment in time he will be, but I will admit that he will be coming back. That's true. Now, last thing I'm going to put here before I start in this video. Dashie is coming back. A lot of people wonder why I like Dashie so much. And if I said it once, I'll say it one last time. I hold a special part of my way of putting it, father-daughter feel towards Dashy. I wrote Dashy when I was young. I think I was 14 when I started writing the first book. And I continued to write them down the line. Well, as time and time went on...
Too long!
As time and time went on, more and more time, every time I write Dashy, I feel that much closer.
Rich, top of it!
Dashy. And the story itself is a very beautiful story, and I love the story for what it is and for what it represents. Sorry for those in the background, that was my psychotic cat doing the zoomies around the house, knocking her up. Christmas ball around. I knew I made a mistake doing that to her. Anyway, apart from that though, that's all I really want to say is that that's all coming back. Thank you for watching this video. If you liked it, please remember to press the button in the face like a boss. As always, high fives all around. Thank you for watching. And of course, I'll see y'all next time in the next video. Thank you for watching. Remember to look into the shadows because this world is a strange one. Thanks for watching, of course, do like and subscribe, and remember to put in the comments and the Q&A, yes or no, or say, I want a Luna, Mama Luna series, or I do not want a Mama Luna series, and see, just to see, what happens. And, if you don't want one, tell me why not. And if you do want one, tell me why you do. I'll be grateful to hear those, and that might very well suggest if I make one or not. So thank you for watching, everyone. Look to the shadows, because this world is a strange one. Leave a like and subscribe, that would be appreciated. And remember, if you guys pill there, because the mess never ends. And if you guys have dreams, reach for the stars, because the sky is the limit. Thank you for watching, everyone, and good night. Even though it's only 2:03 in the morning, 2:03 in the afternoon.